from a deadly bungee jump accident in Brazil recently to a scathing report from a deadly flash flood event at a Texas camp, we wanted to talk about having what's called a vacation mindset. What is that exactly? And what can we take away from these tragic incidents to then apply to ourselves before we go away? So joining us back on the show is law enforcement expert Gary McNamara. As I mentioned, Gary was one of the first people I contacted when I first got back from vacation, interestingly enough, where we kind of had a vacation mindset when we went away last week. But I wanted to get kind of Gary's take on some of these recent events that have gone on and be able to kind of break down what can we do to apply these incidents. What can we learn from them, and how do we better ourselves when we go away? So welcome back, Gary.
Well, welcome back to you. I think it's also pretty clear that I wasn't your first call.
Eric was. In fact, of course you're mad about that. Are you joking? Of course I'm going to call Eric first. Listen, I love you and I need you in my life, but Eric is my right-hand man. Come on now. You know that.
Well, you're right. But when I just spoke to Eric on the phone, now he's referring to himself as number one and me number two.
Eric, that's amazing. Oh, yeah. No, he has it up on the screen there that Mac Attack is on line nine. He is also referred to as number two. So number two, what do you got
so
for us?
What has happened? You go on vacation and just chaos. The whole world has changed.
Yeah, so. I guess so. I mean, you know, and I don't mean to make light, but I do know I don't want to bring doom and gloom, certainly, to people on a Monday morning. But I do think this is an important conversation, Gare, because, you know, we sort of get into these mindset buckets, if you will. So like during the school year, we think about kind of, you know, school focused, either fears that we have or things that we want to, you know, just be aware of. But it is so interesting that even with seasonal changes with the mindset, I don't know if we ever get into a vacational mindset. Do you remember I told you the story about the Airbnb we went to in Florida over April break?
Yes, exactly.
Okay,
yeah.
And how it was so annoying the first day we were there that every time you opened the door, the alarm went off, and you had to deactivate the alarm, and I thought, this is going to get annoying really fast. But I realized about 2 days in, I was like, wait a minute, this is why they put the alarm in, because the Airbnb had a pool. And when I was asking questions of some of the neighbors, I'm like, do you guys have the alarms? They're like, yeah, you have to. By state law, we have to have them because we're trying to prevent drownings. And it's so funny how it makes sense to me in Connecticut at the pools my kid swims in that we have protocols in place. But even just going to Florida, it was so out of sight, out of mind. And I thought to myself, why do they have this here? But I don't think we naturally have what we call like a vacation mindset.
Right. Yeah. And well, you're right, because we are so focused all the time on safety at home and safety at school and where you go, and you're very familiar with your surroundings, that we don't really think of having to change it. And it really takes a lot more effort. You know, I don't know whether you saw on the news, just thinking about it right now, that people were on a beach, I think it was in California or Hawaii or somewhere, where they now have this thing called a sneaker wave, where all of a sudden people are being laying on the beach and this strong wave will come up and just suck you into the ocean. And,
no, I didn't, you know, see that. Oh my God.
Two young girls, I think they were college age, were on the beach and they perished. They drowned because this wave came up. And but it's because we think you go into the ocean or you go to a pool.
It's Long Island Sound, but
vacation.
It's not.
Mm-hmm. You've been to a lake before, so every lake must be the same. But everything changes because we are unfamiliar. Unfamiliarity sometimes can be a dangerous circumstances for us, because it's not something we're familiar with. So the safety measures you practice where you're familiar sometimes change because of the dynamics change of where you're on vacation.
That's so true. And even the idea of, we almost think because this is in place, maybe here in our town or here in our state or even in our country, we imagine that those same safety protocols are in place somewhere else. Like, I got to tell you, Gary, this bungee jump thing in Brazil bothers me so much. It bothers me so much because if you've never, and here's the thing, I had never bungee jumped until I was in college when I lived in South Africa. I've told you this story before, when I went there, there were so many things as I'm watching this video of this poor woman. And I'm just thinking to myself, before she even jumps, there are so many things that stood out to me that I'm like, wait a minute, this is a violation. This is illegal. This isn't okay. And I just think if you've not done it or you're not familiar, like you said, with an experience like this, we sort of have the idea of, well, they do this all the time. They have an operation. Of course they know what they're doing. Right, why would something go wrong? But it's, again, it's just that mindset of, even though you probably think that you would know what to do, or this isn't how you would run an operation. One of my mom's classic lines, Gary, which I'm sure you've heard it before. If you've not, you will soon, is she'll tell people when she goes to other states or even other countries, my husband would never run a business like this. She'll say that to people. Like if there's bad customer service, she's like, my husband has his own business. He would never treat people this way. And it's that same kind of idea of you're used to what you're used to. But then when you go there, you got to vet stuff. And again, no shame to this woman, this poor woman, what she went through is awful in her family. But to me, it's like, because I've experienced bungee jumping, it stood out to me. But most people, like I'm sitting around with other people watching the video and they're like, oh, I didn't even think of that. Oh, I didn't even notice that. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And it's, you know, and I don't know, it's just like, I'm afraid of heights. I'm never going to bungee jump. But to see the video of the way that was done, like three people pick you up and I don't know.
That's not how it's done.
Red flag.
That's what I mean. There were so many red flags. And again, we've got our law enforcement expert on the show, Gary McNamara. We're kind of talking about having a vacation mindset, which we're going to discuss in a few minutes. When I'm watching that video, Gary, because again, this has gone viral, understandably so. It is a horrible situation in Brazil. And people have been arrested, as they should. But there were things even before the jump that I wanted to discuss with people that just, to me, stood out. For example, very logical. If you look at that video, there is no wall. There is no protection for the people who are just watching. That is, to me, like the biggest red flag ever. The idea that you don't even have protections in place for people who are watching. So what if they fall? That's a liability for you. That's something I would say here in America, we're very aware of. You get on a cruise ship, you go somewhere, they always have kind of like glass walls or things like that. That's not anywhere on the premises, at least in this video. And that, to me, was a huge red flag before the bungee jump even took place.
Yeah, that's right. But sometimes when we're on vacation, we think, well, it's a business. And so the business, it must be safe because they have a business. It's advertised. Somebody at the airport or somebody at your resort said, there's bungee jumping, go. So it must be safe because it's a business and we're used to other things. But you're right. Those pre-assessments kind of can raise those red flags. But if you're on vacation mode and you're thinking, hey, this is just fun, let's just do it, sometimes it doesn't enter your mind that it could be dangerous at the same time.
We are chatting with Gary McNamara, who's our law enforcement expert on the show. He also is my co-host, though, for Beating the Badge. And interestingly enough, Gary, we did an episode this past weekend on when you do third-party delivery services, like an Uber Eats or Grubhub, things like that. And it actually falls very nicely into what we're talking about, which is vacation mindset. And I would certainly encourage people to go back and listen to that podcast. If you'd like to, you can find it on voiceofct.com. But I want to talk about what you feel like stands out. First of all, when we say vacation mindset, what are some of the things you want people to generally be thinking about?
Well, you know, vacation mindset is, first of all, let's say you're going somewhere. First of all, everything changes during the summer months. We know that even at home, like drivers, there's no school buses, but drivers are out. Bicyclists are out. More motorcycles are out. People are having activities at lakes. So that all changes. So the summer, with summer season change, you have to kind of reset your mindset when you go to the beach. Who can swim? Who can't swim? Who's watching the kids? But if you go away, you're going to an unfamiliar place, sometimes doing unfamiliar activities with unfamiliar people. Mm-hmm. So it's really things that you're not familiar with. You know, Melissa, I have a boat that I keep up at Lake Zor. And I know Lake Zor for the most part. But 2 years ago, I went away to a lake. I took my boat to a lake in Pennsylvania, and I have to do it. Now I can drive the boat. We can water ski. We can surf. We can do all those things. But I'm in an unfamiliar place with a familiar activity, so I have to assess the lake. That means I talk to people. What are the hazards at the lake? How does the lake operate? When you go on vacation, you sometimes forget to have the assessment, the threat assessment of what you're around, because you're in vacation mode. I mean, mm-hmm. You know, safety doesn't, as cliche as it sounds, safety doesn't take a vacation. And you've got to still practice that safety. So you're in that unfamiliar place. You got to learn as much as you can. And you can't be consumed by the fact that it's familiar, because it's, well, I went bungee jumping here, or I had activity here. If you go, there's a reason why all traffic signs are the same. If you're driving in Georgia, the speed limit signs, the red lights, the roadway things are all the same because it's consistent. But that's sometimes the only things that are the same. Because
well,
when you start going to water.
It's funny you say that, Gary, because did I ever tell you the story about surfing with sharks?
You have not told me this, surfing.
I heard your heart skip a beat there.
I don't know you at all.
Okay, so again, in South Africa, to your point, signs maybe on the roadways mean the same things. So I tried surfing for the first time when I lived in South Africa. And my friend Charles and I, he had never surfed. He's from Zimbabwe. And he's like, yeah, I'll try surfing. So we see the red flag go up, which to me would mean don't go in the water. Because, right, red flag, you know, don't go in the water. And then, you know, but people are in the water and we're like, wow, that's amazing. The white flag goes up and we're like, all right, we're clear. Everyone comes out of the water and just Charles and I go into the water and we're surfing. It's like 45 minutes. And then we see the red flag come back up and we come out and they go back in. Now, granted, was that dumb? Of course it was, because, you know, like, be aware of your surroundings. But here in America, red means like everything bad. Stop. Don't go near it. Whatever. But in South Africa, that is not what it means. It is the absolute opposite, actually. And so we were swimming, or we're surfing, and thankfully, like, they had lifeguards there. But to my point, there were sharks in the water, and everybody else got out, and we're just in there doing our own thing. And we were dumb college kids, and thankfully nothing happened, obviously. But it's interesting because even something as basic as a color or a sign that we're used to on our beaches here in America, or maybe even other countries, was actually not the case in another country that we were in. So it even that you have to double check and see what that really, if that's the same.
Well, you know, you mentioned that concept of, you know, the red flag, people go in the water, and the white flag, they come out. You know, remember we talked on the Beating the Badge, but probably on your morning show about the concept of social proof and as it relates to safety.
Yes.
So people will react to how other people do in a fire or whatever. You will be slow to react if everybody's doing something or not recognizing the threat. It changes a little bit when you go on vacation and there's not a threat currently.
Mm-hmm.
So to your point, you're on the beach, you want to go surfing. There's a concept of social proof in that, in what you just described. You have to kind of understand in order to become familiar with a location, you have to understand how other people are in that location.
Right.
I mean, talking to people, understanding it, and sometimes their behavioral cues should be a clue to you that you should probably follow that. It's not that they all get out of the water to watch you and Charles surf, and then when you're done, they all go in. You know, it's kind of saying, hey, there's a danger there, regardless of regardless of what you think it is, right?
Exactly. But that's what I mean. I think we sometimes have this closed mindset. I mean, even I hate to bring up the incident that happened in Texas last summer, and we were just talking about the camp earlier in the show today, and that this new report came out, and there were so many red flags that should have been addressed at that camp. But this idea that, you know, oh, we're sending our kids out, and hey, the camp is a reputable camp. I'm sure it is, and I'm sure that they've done a lot of great things. Things and all of that, but that we just kind of, in some regard, don't do enough research to your point about the boat. The idea of, well, what does the weather look like there? Because it's totally different than here in Connecticut. It, you know, like we just don't go that extra mile sometimes of doing kind of our research, or even as you mentioned, just asking around or seeing what other people, you know about the area and just, you know, taking that extra step and not being kind of closed-minded to, well, this just can't happen to me. Because it can.
Yeah, we're not being alarmist that you shouldn't go away.
You should go away. Yeah. Absolutely. I can attest to that. I can't wait to go away again. You should go away,
yeah.
But just being, mindful.
Yeah, you just got to recognize that bad things, dangerous things and tragic things, let's put it that way, can happen on a vacation because we've seen it. We've seen drownings, obviously the adventure accidents that you just saw. And you just want to make sure that as you're enjoying all that stuff, you don't put safety to the back of the line. You just say, hey, I want to make sure that, you know, it's important to go away to relax and do that. So you should be doing that. Shouldn't relax on safety. But coming home with a great story is important. But the key really is to go on vacation, but the key is to come home.
Right.
A great story would be an addition to it. But we have seen things. Kids go to beaches, and tragically, even in Fairfield, years ago, I remember, an 11-year-old girl went into one of the lakes there and drowned because they were unaware of the situation. We just saw the fisherman off the.
I read that Fairfield in Fairfield. Beach. I heard about that.
And that's not vacation, maybe, but the point is that the dynamics change when you're on vacation because you're not familiar with it. And just take some time to recognize that summer safety really, really matters because you're engaging in more activity. It's safety in the wintertime is a little easier, outside of whatever carbon monoxide and all that stuff. But summer safety is more challenging because you're doing a lot more activity. You're outside and oftentimes you're in unfamiliar locations.
Yeah, it's so true. And one of the things that I know we're going to continue talking about probably as early as this upcoming weekend when we do Beat in the Badge on this, we were talking about, again, third-party delivery services. And when I mentioned that even vacation mindset should include protecting things that matter to you. I know this is something we're really tackling in our next episode, but the idea of posting about it, like, it's so funny, yeah. Gary, but, I got back on Saturday and I had told everybody, the week before, only because, public figure, not that I'm a big deal at all, but, we're very active on our social media for our jobs. So I had said, we're going dark, not saying anything. And when I got back and I was back in my home, I then shared with everyone, hey, we were in France. And the amount of people who were like, why couldn't you update us while you were away? And I'm like, are you kidding me? That is like the number one rule not to do, because it's just a perfect invitation for people to come rob my house. But we don't think about that. We think we're just one little person in a very big world, but you just never know whose radar you're on either. So it's not just the mindset of when you are away, but still even having that mindset of what's going on back home that you should be aware of. Like, it's a complex dynamic, but that's also part of the conversation.
It is. And, that's what we're here to do, is to talk through these complex issues and try to make sense of it, or at least make people more aware of it. Because, when you go away, your house is alone. And then, to your point, we're going to talk about it again this weekend. All the different people that come to your house, well, they're paying attention to your house. You might not think so. You might think it's just somebody delivering food or a package and they're leaving. Sometimes people are paying attention to that.
Yeah, exactly. Well, Gary McNamara, also known as Number Two, just kidding, love you, law enforcement expert on the show. But I do appreciate having, again, this conversation. Again, I'm not trying to be doom and gloom. I certainly didn't want to be like, welcome back, let's talk about death and destruction. But I do think you can't ignore that people are having these conversations, are talking about these news stories. And instead of just kind of sitting in a fearful place, or in fact discouraging them from traveling, we want you to travel. Like I said, I can't wait for my next vacation. It's going to be great. But you got to have, like you said, safety doesn't take a vacation. I love that phrase. Safety never takes a vacation. So how do we have more of a vacation mindset? So I appreciate you having the conversation.
Yeah, we want you to go away. We just want you to come home, all of you. So keep
such
that in
a
mind.
Cop. We want you to come home. Yes, we do. We really do. But it's just so funny. Like, but it's very true. I love that. Vacation doesn't, or safety doesn't take a vacation. So I love that. And we want you to come home. All right, Gary. Appreciate you. Thank you so much.
No, talk to you. All right,
okay. I'll be sure to text you after the show first to make it up to you, maybe.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah, I'm sure. No, he's still mad at me. It's okay. Gary McNamara, always appreciate you.